Welcome to
In It Together.
I'm Jay.
And I'm Courtney. And this is our podcast where we discuss mental health and self-improvement from a couple's perspective.
Hello, hello.
Hi there. Back again. Happy today.
You're always happy. When aren't you happy?
Like 5 minutes ago, but I'm happy now.
Yeah, I'm in a good mood too.
Now?
Now.
5 minutes ago was a different story. But hey, you know,
hey, life
that's
happens,
what emotions
right?
are. Energy, yeah, emotion. You got to let it out, not hold it in.
No, you're 100% right. So let's talk about why we're so happy today.
We've got some up-and-coming stuff that's happened. We just wanted to touch upon it for a few minutes. I mean, what do you have coming up? What are you working on?
Yeah, so I think, and I know we kind of talked about this before, you know, before we did our hiatus, what were the plans moving forward? And I think the timing is right now, where we're going to be expanding and doing more, giving you guys what you've been asking for, right? You want more of us. You want to hear more of our opinions. And that's what we're ready to do. We're ready to do a little bit more with our podcast. I'm launching my own podcast. I know this is something that I've been talking about for a long time, but I think, like I said, the timing is right. I'm ready to do it. And I'll be launching that in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and it's exciting because it's just going to be you. So you're going to have to hold down the fort. And, you know, everybody's like, oh, we want to hear more about Jay and your opinions because we're two different people. So what are you going to call it? Because I think that's a really dope name.
Well, you helped me with this. I think it's going to be called Tough Medicine.
Yeah, because anything you tell me sometimes has been grosser than Robitussin, but it has changed my life. So Tough Medicine, I think, is going to be a good one. And that's going to be great. I honestly think it's going to be good for you and for especially young men. You know, there's not a place for young men to go to just hear some like healthy man advice.
Yeah, that's kind of what the premise of it is, just kind of a male perspective. There's plenty of out there, but I bring a different kind of spin to certain things. And that's why I say it's Tough Medicine, because I'm going to be like you, real, raw and relatable. And that's we're excited about that.
And then I have one coming out on the clock with Courtney. Right. I always say, well, I'm off the clock, so I'll say whatever. But I'm going to do some on the clock stuff where I'm going to have past clients and people that want to come on. And we're going to just sit down and we're going to have some open conversations. We're going to have some aha moments. And it's just going to be, you know, a really nice conversation that is just different from what you guys hear from me. Like, I just want to sit down. I want to help guide people through these aha moments. It's healing. You know, we heal together. It takes one regulated nervous system and one person to feel seen or heard in a way that is life-changing. And I'm ready to do that. I mean, I do it every day in work, but I was like, why not share a little bit of it?
Yeah, it's going to give our listeners a perspective on how to work with you. Obviously, you're not going to be delving too deep into people's personal stuff, but it'll give you guys a good idea of what it is to work with Courtney as a coach and really, you know, how she kind of manages people's issues and how that all comes about.
And more so how to talk. How to figure things out. So we've got that coming up. And then also, I've gotten a lot of requests, Jay, especially on Facebook. Like, we need help with parental estrangement. So I'm putting together a 6-to-8 module workshop that people can purchase and have for a lifetime that's going to have worksheets and shadow work and repair work if it's healthy. And just, you know, literally, like, here it is. Here's everything that you need to kind of work through this issue, regardless of whether you're the child that's had to put that in place and you're dealing with things or whether you're the parent that's now on the other end. So I'm actively working on that. And that should be going live, you know, within the next couple days or so. And I'll be talking about it. And I'll even link it eventually in our podcast sessions below, you know, so that people can, you know, check it out.
Yeah, I think that workshop is going to be great. Something that I've heard requested a lot. And it's something that we particularly know a lot about, right? Because we've been on both ends of that coin, right? But we've been the parents where the child has kind of, you know, moved away from us and we had very limited contact. And we are children of parents that we don't really have a lot of contact with our parents because of these issues. So it is something that is very near and dear to us.
It's very personal. I think we're going to do a podcast on that.
Yeah, we definitely should do a podcast on that just to give a broad overview. But I think that workshop is going to be very, very good for people to understand what this is and how to work around it and work through it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing that I want to talk, we always talk about, we have a Patreon. So if you want to join and kind of be part of our little community where we'll do bonus episodes and some, we have a chat in there, and it's just kind of to have a little bit more private time with Jay and I and, you know, extend out more on things. So we have that coming. That's always been there.
It's really just to help support us on these journeys, right? In order for us to launch these podcasts, it takes a lot of time and effort from on our part. And that's how you guys can help contribute to that, right? Helping us get these things launched and being able to offer the bonus, because we're doing that. We already have a bonus episode out on there. So if you're a Patreon subscriber of ours, please go and check out the bonus
podcast. Yeah, it was on regulation.
Yeah, that we have out there. And moving forward, we'll be adding bonus material for just our Patreon subscribers. So if you're interested in supporting us, please go to Patreon, find the level that you're comfortable with, and, you know, subscribe there. Help us out. Help us move everything forward. And I hope you enjoy that bonus footage that we have for just our subscribers there.
And lastly, we actually have a donation page. Someone said, like, hey, I'm not sure I want to go to the Patreon. They literally said that. Like, I would just like to help donate and support you. And that's there, too. So that's an option that you can use. And if you want to share that, that would be fantastic. So thank you for listening to our updates, because as you can tell, we're so super excited about it. We know you guys are going to love it. And I think we can actually now move into what we wanted to talk about today.
Yeah, which is the power of pause. That's what we wanted to talk to you guys about in this podcast. And that this is, again, something very important for us, because this is something that we practice a lot. And thankfully, we
always get it right. Let's disclaimer that.
Yeah, but it's something that we've learned to incorporate into our lives, and it's helped us. And so let's get right into it.
Well, when I'm working with clients, right, one of the things that I notice is they truly believe that healing comes with doing. What do I have to do? Tell me what I need to do, Courtney. Just tell me. I will do it. I can heal it. But really, healing begins with a form of pause, listening to yourself, right? And the reason is that a lot of people's nervous systems and brains see pause as dangerous, right? The nervous system is like, oh my God, because at one point in their life, silence meant tension, or waiting meant punishment. So we can struggle with pausing and not doing, and just, it just feels like, okay, I'm going to sit here, I'm going to pause. But while you're pausing, you're waiting for the big monster to jump out of the closet and attack you, or you're waiting to get sideswiped by something. So pause for a lot of people just does not feel good. And I'm going to tell you right now, I mean, I don't pause. I have a lot of fire in me, so I'm always moving. But I think the toughest thing for me has been learning to just really rest and really just slow down and pausing before I do things. And that is a discipline all in itself. And I've noticed that it was really hard for me, but a lot of my healing that I've done, like big spurts of healing, I think have come from when I've actually taken time out to do nothing but sit with myself, and not just sit out there and stare with a window, but really work on my breathing and my thinking and just, where am I at? And I don't know, for me, it was profound. I mean, you kind of taught me that in some ways, right? And then we kind of learned that with each other.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we had a couple podcasts about being able to take space and being able to disconnect. So we're saying the same thing, right? It's just in a smaller space. Before you act on any impulse, you want to be able to distance yourself a little bit from that, and then recognize, is this healthy or not healthy for you? And that's what we're talking about, right? Taking that moment to, instead of reacting or just doing, you know, to reflect before you do. It's a very important practice. That's what we really want to hone in on, in particular in this podcast. So talk a little bit more about, like, how you implement this and what are some of the strategies that you use?
Well, first and foremost, I want people to understand that the body equates motion with safety, right? This is why some people need to fix things before they feel things, or, you know what, I just need to go and fix this and then I can rest. Like, you'll find people that are always finding things to do, because Motion equates I'm getting away from this. Motion says, okay, I'm further away from whatever it is that I'm feeling right now. So a body in motion, you know, that feels very safe. You know, when we think about evolution, we think of nomadic beings, and we think about as humans, we're always trying to find new things. You know, that's kind of built in our DNA. So our bodies kind of revert to that. When things are going on, well, why don't we just pick up and leave and move? Let's, you know, move away from this. And so learning to pause and learning to stay can be really tough. And when we pause, what we do is we activate our ventral vagal system, which is like an emergency brake, right, on your nervous system, on your body. And so for someone, and I'm going to speak for myself, for someone that has a hard time resting, I'm not a big TV person. Like how often do I watch TV? Maybe once every other month, or like if we do a couple shows. I've always had a hard time. I can have an easy time like reading because my eyes are always moving. So things that I tried to do is incorporate activities that have a little bit of movement in them, but that requires rest. Coloring, puzzles, writing, reading, things like that. Those things can be active forms of rest to an extent. And so if you're someone that's always busy and always doing things, all of a sudden just throwing yourself on the couch for 4 hours can probably feel very raw and wrong to you. It can actually shock your nervous system. So doing things in a progression is a lot healthier, like progressive muscle relaxation, which is called PMR. If you really want to learn how to relax your body, you tighten your whole body at one time, okay? And then you loosen it by body part, you know, like starting your feet and moving your way up and then slowly release. And then you can constrict the same way, slowly constricting from one end all the way from your head to your toes. Doing progressive muscle relaxation can really help kind of like squeeze out the energy that's in your body and help with rest. I mean, that's something that you can do no matter where you are. You could be sitting in your work chair or at home. So it's doing these tiny little things that you can easily stack onto other things that you're doing that can start telling your body that, hey, rest can communicate safety as well. So that's where I had to start.
Yeah. And I want to talk a little bit about just the practical application of this, right? Because what we're talking about is really, you know, when we're in an emotional state, and you say this all, emotion is energy in motion. So you're already, if you're in an emotional state, you're much more reactive to your environment, reactive to the people that are around you. And this is kind of something that we were dealing with earlier today.
Yeah, imagine if there was a camera in here like 5 minutes before,
but it takes a minute sometimes before we react, before we do anything with these emotions, right? Take a minute to pause. And again, just be within your body, be within your head, and just say, all right, what is my next step? Taking that second or 2 seconds or maybe more to say, hey, what is my next step can just be life altering, because you're not moving with this emotion or with either anger or sadness or whatever. You're taking that minute to just really figure out where you are and what is the best way to move forward. And that's really where it's the most beneficial, right? Being able to do that.
Yeah, exactly. When we pause, it lowers our heart rate. And then when our heart rate starts to come down, our prefrontal cortex gets oxygen. Now, your prefrontal cortex is responsible for 7 executive functionings: planning, looking ahead, figuring things out. I mean, a lack of oxygen to that part of your brain is problematic. When you're in fight or flight, or your nervous system is moving and, you know, you're in a space where things are bothering you a lot, right? There are certain parts of your brain that aren't activated, such as making memory and things like that. So it's important to understand that if we want to get a particular action and or behavior from ourselves, we need to understand the lane that we have to go in. So if I want to be able to plan better, think ahead, make better decisions, understand how I'm feeling, process out how I'm feeling, understand another person, I need to have the most oxygen and focus in my prefrontal cortex. And the only way I can do that is to just pause and breathe. Then the decisions that I make from there are going to help me accomplish those goals. If we're in a fight or flight situation and we need to get out of something, I don't want to be in a certain part of my brain. I mean, I want my amygdala on so I can run and I can move, but I also want to be able to pause through what I'm going through so that I can plan what is my next step. This is where panic comes into play. Because when we panic, there's no oxygen really going to that part of the brain. Everything is pumping to your amygdala. Get moving. You need to do this. You need to get out of this. But when you learn the power of pause, your brain will start actually implementing that even in stressful situations so that you still have access to your seven executive functionings in a way that can really help you. So when you understand that, you can kind of hack your brain, hack your body, and you can find really good, you know, outcomes from doing that.
Yeah, definitely. Panic is probably the worst thing that any person can do, right? And in any situation, when you're panicked, you're really responding out of a fear response. This is where the worst out can happen, right? So it's important to, again, and when we say pause, it's not, you know, like 5-10 minutes. It's really just taking a second to assess the situation. And it sounds much more difficult, but in practice, once you start to do it more and more often, when you're taking that 1 or 2 seconds, then your body just will logically start to be able to assess the situation a lot better. This is definitely something that takes a lot of work and practice to master, but it's something that's definitely doable. And when you start to see the power of it, then your body will normally naturally learn to do this automatically without you even consciously having to do that. But as you start, it's something that you have to consciously initiate for yourself to be able to take that 1 or 2 seconds to think about how do I move forward. And you're still going to probably make mistakes, as we still make mistakes.
Yep, every day.
But it's something that's muscle memory, right? The more you do it, the better you'll become at it. And it's something that you can incorporate and you'll see the benefits of it.
Yeah, so basically what you're saying, and I want to make sure that I understand this, is, you know, when you're learning anything and you're trying to retrain your brain to do something, it takes a lot of conscious effort, execution in the beginning. But in time, your brain starts to pick that up and your brain subconsciously says, oh, well, before we act, we like to take a second. So you'll notice maybe you become a little less reactive or impulsive. Like, I know for me, I've worked, and we haven't talked about this in a long time, but I feel like I have made significant progress with my impulsivity. Like, I really have. Like, I need to give myself a round of applause right now because I feel like I have really worked on that. But it was all of the work that I did before, right? It was like, okay, let me take a deep breath. Is this something I should be doing right now? Do I actually have time for this? Do I have time blindness? Have I planned for this? And that was so hard. I hated it. But now I've noticed in time, your brain can be like, hey, whoa, slow down. Like, the other day I realized, wait a minute, I don't have time to do this. My daughters and I were all planning something. I was like, wait a minute, guys, nope. Today's not the day. And I was like, oh, wow. I stopped myself. It would have been a mess because I just, you know, didn't think things through. So it's not perfect. It's not going to be without flaws. But we are responsible for our brains. We're responsible for the education we have. We're responsible for the resources we have. It's like walking around with a computer system and I'm like, I got Windows 98 over here. I'm just walking around when I need to update it and I need to give it more information and I need to train it. Those are the things we're responsible for. Sitting around and just waiting for life to get better is not going to happen. Taking that power of pause gives your brain a brain break, activates your vagal system, and you can get yourself there.
Yeah, and I'm really glad for you because you interpret what I'm trying to say, which I'm having a hard time saying, but you understand what I'm saying and you have a really good way of interpreting that. I'm going to need you for this, for my upcoming podcast a lot. So I'm going to have to cami you in that a lot because you're very good at just
translating Jay's
language.
Yes,
exactly. Understanding what I'm trying to say and then saying it in a way that's effective. Yeah. I need to work on that and I can. And that's, I'm going to pause before I start. I say anything else.
Well, you know what it is? You have a lot to say and your brain's going a mile a minute and your mouth is like, whoa, I'm trying to catch up here. It's a skill. For me, my mouth used to run a mile a minute and my brain wasn't even thinking. So we were the opposite. But you know, I've had to learn over the years how to be this way. So I'm pretty confident that you're going to learn too, but I'll definitely be there to support you. I understand your language. I speak it fluently, so I can easily translate it.
Yeah. And back to the point that you made, you have made significant strides in your impulsivity. And that has a lot to do with you learning how to use this and implementing this, you know, the power of pause into your everyday life.
Yeah.
And that's really what we want for you guys, to understand this concept. Hopefully we got across to you what we were trying to say and how to use it and how to implement it. And obviously, you know, join us on our Patreon. We're going to add some bonus.
We're going to continue this conversation. We should. Let's continue this over there.
Yeah, we definitely will. So if you're not part of our Patreon, check out the link in the description, sign up, get the bonus footage, and then talk to us there. Talk to us.
Absolutely. We love having these conversations. Remember, we used to do fall parties in there too. It's just a good time just connecting with everybody. So definitely come spend some time with us and let's, you know, talk it out.
Yeah, definitely. So I hope you guys got something good out of this podcast. Remember to stay tuned for our upcoming stuff, and hopefully we'll see you at the Patreon.
So guys, if you aren't following me already, you can find me on TikTok at ask.courtney, on Instagram at ask_courtney_, and on YouTube at ask_courtney. And if you'd like to be a guest on a future podcast, you can reach us at podcast@epiphanymedia.com.
We'd love to hear your stories, guys, so make sure to reach out. And as always, we're all in this together, so stay safe.
Remember, there's no shame in asking for help.
Till next time.